the Bahnhofsviertel. This station invites you to take an audio tour of the Bahnhofsviertel. On half a square kilometer, the contradictions and fractures of society become visible here as if under a burning glass. Poverty and wealth, gentrification and decay, drug use and business lunch, art and criminalization. Numerous intertwined political negotiations and struggles over the city are played out here. If you're a Thier, it is best to decide for yourself.
Which route you would like to take in order to let impressions, perspectives and stories take effect on you? Which plus shirire important? What are the mechanisms of exclusion thought people affected by racism face, and how do they inscribe themselves in the neighborhood in everyday life? Which spaces do people make their own? Where do paths cross and where do you discover the previously unknown?
Read more a brief outline of the history of this district. In the 1980s and 1990s, the Bahnhofsviertel was mainly associated with the buzzwords drugs, crime and red light district. Since the 2000s, things have changed. In the city of Frankfurt's drug policy, the so-called Frankfurt Way was adopted. Taunusstrasse, Strasse, in the northern part of the district, is still known for brothels and table dance bars and attracts thousands of people every year, either as customers or as a tourist attraction. In addition, many people have always lived and worked in the Bahnhofsviertel who have a migration history themselves or in their families. The wind of gentrification blows. City policy has changed its strategy for the Bahnhofsviertel since the 2010s. The aim is now to upgrade this neighborhood. As a result, investors have since bought many of the houses and flats, renovated them extensively and sold them on at a high price or rented them out. Rising rents and renovation lawsuits are displacing the old established residents, who have lower or middle incomes. The many supermarkets, bars and restaurants in the various communities are increasingly being replaced by high-priced restaurants, offices and supermarket chains. But for many people with their own or their family's migration history, the station district is still an important place. They meet acquaintances and friends there, can buy food and other things that are often not available in the big supermarket chains, run their own business or find work here. Social exclusion and displacement. People who have low or no income and or are affected by racism have often had no choice but to move to neighborhoods like the Bahnhofsviertel due to structural exclusion and racism. In these neighborhoods rents are cheap, but housing conditions and infrastructure, such as healthcare or schools, tend to be low as well. In the course of gentrification, they are now being displaced again, although some of them have been working and living in the Bahnhofsviertel for decades. The city is also trying to push drug users out of the Bahnhofsviertel with actions such as the concentrated action, without actually looking for solutions to their situations. Due to various lines of conflict, there are also conflicts between the people living and staying in the Bahnhofsviertel.